This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. The Americans United for Separation of Church and State. They want the Camp Pendleton cross down too.
It's always good to start your day off with a fresh cup of coffee and an agitated atheist. And,
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's an act of civil disobedience. I understand that these people lost people in war, and the symbol that is closest to their heart, they should erect on private land.
We see another cross under attack at Camp Pendleton, a statue of Jesus in Montana under attack that's been there for 60 years, put there by veterans of World War II.
This is a sham claim that it's a war memorial.
There goes another one by Shepire.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Look, it's not attacking Christianity to make military religious space that's supposed to be usable by soldiers of all faiths neutral. Every service member needs to feel comfortable to be able to hold services in that space.
They're all coming under attack now because of groups like American Atheists who are finding one person to complain, and so the cross comes down for the majority of the military who happen to be Christian.
They are a total token, and they enjoy it too. I shouldn't say they enjoy it, but they take it. They don't mind being tokenized.
It's always good to start your day off with a fresh cup of coffee and an agitated atheist.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast. As you know, this week we've been talking a lot about the new atheist and anti-evangelical attack. Really, it's like a war on Christmas, but this year it's targeted at the armed forces, the servicemen and women serving overseas, serving here at bases, going through training. And folks, it's all coming from radical atheist and anti-evangelical groups. I mean, they come right out and say they don't like evangelicals. So if they're not anti-God, they're anti-evangelical. We've had a lot of discussions this week. We still need you to get involved and get active so the Department of Defense stops rolling over and starts fighting, supporting these crosses, standing up for our servicemen. These aren't court cases. They're getting a one-letter complaint and taking down crosses, and 80% of the military is Christian. Call now. Add your name to the letter 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. But listen, you know, we talked a lot this week about it, and if you missed any of the shows, I wanted to put together some of the best commentary we've had to get you up to speed and get you engaged on this issue. Around the world, we need to stand up, folks. Again, these are all letters. It's a letter from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. It's a letter from American Atheists and Military Freedom of Religion Foundation. They're not taking them to court. When we sent our letter to and said, you can keep the cross up. This is not a constitutional crisis. But I will tell you, folks, we're getting right up to holiday season, right? It's going, Christmas is coming. They took down the cross in Afghanistan right before Thanksgiving, but they just opened up the brand new pagan worship center at the Air Force Academy, and we have more on that today. Three cadets out of 4,300 at the Air Force Academy have formally identified themselves as pagan. Currently, there are no self-identified Wiccans or shamans or druids. That's interesting. So there's three people, but they build them an $80,000 facility. But a wooden cross in Afghanistan comes down at a base there. A wooden cross at Camp Pendleton is a constitutional crisis and now coming under attack from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. They want these down right before the holidays. The ultimate symbol of sacrifice, they want it removed, and they're punishing the troops, the men and women who serve our country, the majority of which happen to be Christians. We need you to join the letter to the Department of Defense now, before the holidays get too close, saying, DOD, if you can build an $80,000 pagan worship center, fight for these crosses. Don't just roll over and play nice to a few crazy atheists. Call now, add your name to the letter, 877-989-2255. These crosses are not a violation of the Constitution. 877-989-2255. Arlington National Cemetery, 877-989-2255. Call now because they want it all done before the holiday. 877-989-2255 or sign the letter online at aclj.org.
It's It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
You got to read the new blog up at Washington Post. "Tis the season to attack Christian faith." I wrote it with Matt Clark, who's an attorney with the ACLJ. We've co-written some blogs together. He also blogs for ACLJ.org at the docket blog and is an attorney. And let me just kind of give you a snippet of it, but I encourage you to go to twitter.com/JordanSeculo. It's there now. It's also up at ACLJ.org. So it's the time, it's the holidays, right? Friends, family gather together. So this is when the crosses start coming down, right? At the military bases, right before Thanksgiving. So that this year's chosen anti-Christian theme, it's not Walmart people saying Merry Christmas or someone at the shopping center. It's the military. So just before Thanksgiving, Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers, which, by the way, was founded by the vice president of American Atheists, you know, the one that wants to stop the Ground Zero cross, they took the assault on the 13-foot cross at, you know, Camp Pendleton that was put up to honor four fallen soldiers by their friends and their servicemen, those who served with them. Why? Cross, symbol of sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, giving your life for others. That's why the cross has always been such a significant symbol in American history, even out of the Christian context, because of what it represents to people who may not even believe in Jesus Christ or believe in the faith. They understand that the cross is the symbol of sacrifice. That goes too far for them. 13-foot cross at Camp Pendleton. Remember, this is not at some public school with sixth graders. These are adults serving in the armed forces, and about 88 to 94% of them happen to be Christians. But that doesn't stop there. Of course, they go after that cross. They also mention Mount Soledad they want down, the Mojave Desert cross, the Montana Jesus statue, and of course, then the cross comes down at the base in Afghanistan. I wrote about that with Matt Clark, and he's actually joining us now for the first time on radio. And Matt, you know what's interesting? We put this blog together, and you go through it, and you really do realize they have shifted their focus now out of the courts and into the armed forces by using one or two people at a, you know, very small, not a, minority is not even a fair word. These are a few people to complain about symbols like the Jesus statue that had been there for 60 years, put there by World War II vets. They're targeting the military, and the military is not taking them to court. They're rolling over.
That's exactly right. And the timing of this is absolutely uncanny. Each one of these attacks really have come right before Thanksgiving, right before the start of the holiday season. And these are things that these are crosses that didn't just go up right before the holiday season, and that's why they're being attacked. These are things that have been around for quite a while. And especially the one in Afghanistan, the soldiers there have said that it is an inspiring symbol to them. And now it has to be ripped down because, you know, maybe one person didn't like it, but that person hasn't even come forward.
You know what, folks, what we're doing here is we're not just going to report these stories to you. Now, we've worked closely with the military, we've worked on regulations for chaplains. You know that. You've listened to the broadcast. You definitely know we've done that work. My dad has done a ton of events at the Air Force Academy. The Air Force Academy, on top of this, which we mentioned in our blog we talked about yesterday, just built an $80,000 pagan worship center at the Air Force Academy. Guess how many people use it? Guess how many pagans there are out of the 4,300 cadets there? Three. So they get their own pagan worship center. But across at the Protestant chapel in at a base in Afghanistan with 5,000 people that has a mosque, that has a Catholic place of worship, that cross has to go down, right? It was taken down. But yet the Air Force Academy, with your taxpayer dollars, built a pagan worship center for three people to use, as if they couldn't just go into the woods. No, they needed an $80,000 center for three people. This is why we've got a letter going to the Department of Defense. They think we're sleeping right now. Why do you think they're doing this? You know, this, like Matt said, this is an attack on the military during the holidays because they think you're not paying attention. Pay attention. And this is what we got to say. I respect our armed forces, especially all of those who serve and volunteer. And I'm proud of the fact that almost 90 or more percent of the U.S. armed forces are Christians. I think that says a lot more about our faith than the three atheists who are part of the military who complain about the cross because they don't like the fact that there's so many evangelicals in the military. Who does that say more about? I mean, there's certainly, if you look at the just raw statistics, folks, 90%-ish of the military Christian. Now, the U.S., you know, the United States of America is not 90% Christian. So think about what that says about the Christian faith. But instead of being inspired by their service, being proud that because of those servicemen and women who are Christians that make up 90% of our 1.4 million active duty troops, we are the second largest military in the world and the largest volunteer military in the world. I mean, China's number one, but that's forced conscription. We're number two. But if you take out China, the fact that everybody has to join for a period of time, we're number one, and 90% of those people are Christians. And the Department of Defense is not defending basic vestiges. We're talking Jesus statue, 60 years, put there by World War II vets. Why? Why was it put there, folks? It was put there because when they were fighting in Italy, they saw it. They saw those kind of statues. It was inspirational. They said, hey, we should put one here. It's in a mountain in Montana. But that's too much for the atheists, right? I thought they just didn't believe in God. Why do they get so offended so easily? The Ground Zero cross, the cross at Afghanistan. But they're doing it, and the Department of Defense is just rolling over. They're not fighting back. So they're taking your taxpayer dollars to build $80,000 pagan worship centers. But they won't even defend a cross at a military base in Afghanistan or decide what they're going to do with the cross at Camp Pendleton or decide how they're going to handle the situation involving the Jesus statue. You need to call now. Sign your name to this letter because they don't think you're going to be working hard during the holiday season. They think you're distracted. Tell the Department of Defense, we're sick and tired of you spending our taxpayer dollars to build pagan worship centers, 80 grand for three people, but not defending a cross, a symbol of sacrifice. When I look over at Arlington National Cemetery here, listen, you heard that atheist comment. They want the crosses on private property. Well, Arlington National Cemetery is not private property. They want them down. They're telling you exactly. Remember that idiot's guide I put together? They didn't disagree with a single point within it. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, I want you to call 877-989-2255. Than, let's go to some calls. I know we got some calls coming in.
Yeah, a lot of calls coming in. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's start with Pammy calling from Washington on line one. Pammy, welcome to JSeculo Live.
Hi, I just want to let you know it's not just there because in our prison we have retired military people and they can't put crosses up with an activity scene at all. This year we do, we get evicted.
Yeah. Listen, we're seeing this happen. Remember the veterans, the VA at one of the cemeteries in Texas instructed the chaplain who was chosen by a family member, by the family to do a service for a veteran who had passed away, to not use Jesus. to not be too Christian in their speech. That was the federal government telling them that. Now, they chose that chaplain. And if they would have chosen a chaplain and told them, you know, we're not Christians, please do a service this way, that chaplain should do it that way. But they chose a Christian chaplain to give a Christian message, and the VA told them not to. This is our taxpayer dollars, folks. We need you to sign this letter going to Department of Defense, and it's very clear. It says, stand up. You need to actually, you know, if you need to go to court, I'd rather our taxpayer dollars go to court to defend a cross, which, by the way, these groups who complain, they've never won a case. The case against the Ground Zero cross, where did that go? It's still, you know, out there in federal courts because they're changing their pleadings and they're amending things constantly. The military, Religious Freedom Foundation has never won a single case. They just intimidate. Wouldn't you rather the military defend this instead of build $80,000 pagan worship centers for three people? If so, add your name to this letter and tell the Department of Defense that. It's not unpatriotic because we are trying here to protect the majority of the military who cares deeply about these symbols while they're fighting for us in Afghanistan, and their leadership needs to stop being scared of four crazy people who are basically all tied together. The American Atheist is the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers. They're all the same. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or sign up at aclj.org. But here's why it's so important to do it now. We're getting very close to another holiday, you know, and so government, Department of Defense, they're not going to be as responsive. These crosses come down out of nowhere like the one in Afghanistan. Call now, 877-989-2255. And let me go back to Matt Clark again very quickly, because, Matt, what's sick here to me, and I mean, I use the word sick because it really does upset me, is that they're targeting our military now. They can't win in courts, but they can get the Department of Defense to roll over.
That's exactly right. And they are specifically targeting Christian symbols in the military. You know, when the Air Force Academy built this $80,000, you know, monument or worship center for Druids and Wiccans and pagans, they didn't say a word. They had no problem at all with that. But when it came to this, they have problems with the cross.
Yeah, imagine if they built an $80,000 cross center. They wouldn't, you know, that would never fly right. Call now, add your name to the letter, 877-989-2255. Because at any moment, these crosses go down. The Jesus statue that's been there for 60 years goes down. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or sign up, join this letter at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, and live on aclj.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com. It happens every holiday season, this one no exception. Atheist organizations are working aggressively to remove any symbol of our history and heritage. At Camp Pendleton, an atheist group is challenging a cross put in place by a few Marines, honoring four of their own killed in Iraq. An atheist group says the memorial sends, quote, a message of exclusion. And on the battlefield in Afghanistan, the U.S. Army has removed a cross that's been in place in front of a chapel. An atheist group declared victory, saying its removal protected, quote, the civil rights and neutrality towards religion. It's time to send a message to the Department of Defense. The Constitution clearly protects the right to display a cross, a powerful symbol of hope and comfort. Stand with the ACLJ and add your name to our petition right now. Tell the DOD that the cross displays are not only appropriate, but constitutional as well. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
I love about this, folks. You know, American Giant for Separation of Church and State is now getting involved at the Camp Pendleton Cross situation. I consider that a ratcheting up in pressure. Why? Some of these atheist groups are kind of extremists. No, they're certainly still, they got the cross down at the base in Afghanistan. You have to take them seriously. And American Giant for Separation of Church and State, not only are they extremist, but they write even more threatening letters to the military. I mean, this is a group that thought putting In God We Trust up, like we played the song, in schools in California was some tool of the religious right. Now, In God We Trust is not about Christianity. It's just, it's the national motto. It's not, it doesn't say In Jesus Christ We Trust. And you know, it's so, but again, that's the religious right to them. So imagine if that's religious right, extremist activism, putting In God We Trust in classrooms. See, now you understand why they get so upset over this wooden cross at Camp Pendleton as a symbol of sacrifice. But now that they're engaged, we better ratchet up our pressure. They're sending letters. We've got a letter going to the Department of Defense saying this cross is okay and going to Camp Pendleton. We need more of you signed on. We need to hear from thousands of Americans who say, hey, we're the taxpayers. We want to honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice the way that their soldiers, their friends, wanted to honor them. And if they want to put up that cross, we stand with them. Call right now. Add your name to the letter, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or sign up at aclj.org. Than, we got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's get to them.
Full bank of calls, Jordan. Let's get to as many as we can. And let's start with Tim. He's calling from Virginia on line one. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How are you doing?
Hey, Tim.
I just want to thank you guys for all that you do there. And I also wanted to say that I have a son. He's done served 2.5 extended tours. And this thing with the atheist is just getting so old and so out of hand. I mean, I don't know. If I was in the military, I would want, you know, to know that I had a God Almighty looking over me at all times.
You know what, Tim? And again, for your son's service, thank you so much. I'm glad we're hearing from family members as well. For the majority of the military, they do. I mean, 80% are Christian. And then there's others that are, you know, other religious groups, a very small group that actually would identify themselves as atheist. And then, you know, the pagans at the Air Force Academy, there's three of them registered out of 4,300 students, but they get an $80,000 worship facility, which, by the way, American Giant for Separation of Church and State is not filing a lawsuit against or sending a threatening letter for spending taxpayer money to build a pagan worship center. The atheist groups don't care about that either. They don't think that's a constitutional violation. But a wooden cross in Afghanistan on the chapel, you know, where they actually have the chapel service, that has to go, and it did right before Thanksgiving. And a wooden cross at Camp Pendleton, put up by Marines to honor fallen Marines, four of their friends who gave the ultimate sacrifice, that has to go. And now you've got American Giant for Separation of Church and State pulling it down. What are they doing, Tim? They're punishing everybody like your son. They're punishing the majority of men and women who make the ultimate sacrifice, who volunteer to make the ultimate sacrifice for their country, who put their life on the line by joining the military. I'm proud of the fact that the majority of the military, 80% or so, are Christians, and the 40% are evangelical Christians. But you know what? If you just imagine a military without us involved, without Christians, and guess what? We're a military of about 140,000 people. So is that what they want in America? They want to push Christians out of the military? We need to take a stand on this. Add your name to the letter. Americans United for Separation of Church and State sending these threatening letters. You got the Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers, which is run by the American Atheist, sending the threatening letters to Camp Pendleton. We need to tell them, stop just taking down crosses. Stand up and fight. If you got 80 grand to build a pagan worship center, certainly you got enough attorneys sitting around at the Pentagon, Department of Defense, and on the base to defend a cross if they did take you to court, and we'd be there standing with you. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name to the letter right now. Again, 877-989-2255. Dan, let's get another phone call.
Let's go to Beverly on line three, calling from Texas. Beverly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes. Obviously, the atheists have more power than the Christians do in writing. So why can't the Christians just get together and say, you know what, we're not going to take this anymore. You take the cross down, we're going to put it back up, and we're going to stand guard.
Well, you don't listen, I don't want our servicemen, you know, being hauled before and getting in trouble, getting discharged or getting punished in the military for a cross. And so, Beverly, I don't want them to have to be committing acts of civil disobedience, which is what American atheists, what they called this. They said this was an act of civil disobedience, like Occupy Wall Street, putting up the cross at Camp Pendleton. All they were doing was honoring. They brought in the families of those who were fallen. So the families, it's the people who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Christian or not, the symbol of the cross is giving, you know, sacrificing yourself for others. It's an important symbol for the military, especially look at Arlington National Cemetery. But I don't want to have the servicemen putting themselves on the line where they're getting disciplined. We have got to get the military to understand that these groups aren't taking you to court. And if they do, fight them in court, because there's crosses up all over the country. Don't take down a Jesus statue because of one atheist complaining. And folks, that's why we've got to first pressure them on the letter, because we have a military who is not the leadership, not willing to go to bat for the servicemen and women when it comes to the cross at the base in Afghanistan or the cross at Camp Pendleton. Call right now. Add your name to the letter. Listen, they're sending their letters, but I'll tell you what, we're going to have a lot more people on ours if you call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's grab another phone call.
Yeah, Jared, let me just quickly say, too, I mean, a huge part of this is giving the military and giving the towns that are challenged the courage to stand up and fight. I mean, the temptation is to stand down because it's hard and it's expensive, but that's where we come in. We make it easy for them, we shoulder that cost, and we stand up and fight for them, and that's why we need our members to do so as well. Give them the courage to fight back. It starts with us. Let's go to Sherry, calling from Washington on line two. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you guys. Jordan, I just got, a comment here, but, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. These atheists, I mean, here's what I don't understand, is the definition of an atheist is one who believes there is no God. So why should the cross be so offensive to them?
You know, I've said that, Sherry, so many times, because you know what? They need constant affirmation to not believe in anything. They want atheist chaplains in the military. They want to have evangelical atheism. They call it new atheism. They can't walk by the Ground Zero cross. Remember, same group opposed to that is also the Military Association of Atheists that wants the Camp Pendleton cross gone. That's the same people crossing over in the groups. They can't walk by a cross because it makes them physically ill. Remember that? They said they got physically and mentally sick. So both physical pain and mental pain and suffering just by walking by the Ground Zero cross. That's what would cause them. Now, if you're a real atheist, like just like, for instance, if you're a committed Christian, certainly you can walk by other religious facilities, and I don't think that shakes you to the point where you're having a mental breakdown or a panic attack because those people don't believe in your faith. But they do. Why? Because they've got their own issues to deal with. They can have those issues, free country. But now imposing it on us by saying, oh, you want your knowledge tree during Christmas. It's the Christmas holiday. It's federal. In God We Trust is our national motto. Crosses are used to symbolize sacrifice. And I'm sick and tired of the military pulling them down anytime one atheist who has some mental problem because they can't, you know, it hurts their feelings to walk by a cross. I guess they don't spend much time at Arlington National Cemetery. Call now and add your name to the letter 877-989-2255. We got to get our military to start defending our servicemen and women who want to honor by using symbols like the cross. 877-989-2255. Call it 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.